While the rest of the world is worrying about China's deadly viral coronavirus outbreak, Malaysia is busily trying to battle our own local viral disease. Even though dengue is a seasonal disease, it shouldn't be taken lightly. In fact, the current death toll for dengue cases in Malaysia exceeds the number of recorded coronavirus cases in our country, 22 people. According to the Crisis Preparedness Response Center under the Ministry of Health, Malaysia has recorded a dangerous total of 21,190 cases of dengue across the states, with up to 24 deaths in the first 7 weeks of 2020. Selangor is currently the most affected state with a whopping total of 13,018 cases and 8 deaths recorded to date. If you're staying in the following dengue-diagnosed Selangor areas, do be careful. Hulu Longgot Klang Gombak Hulu Selangor Sepang Petaling Jaya Source. Facebook. The state with the second highest death rate is Johor, with 5 deaths and 1634 cases recorded, followed by Kuala Lumpur and Putrajaya with 3 deaths but a higher number of recorded cases, 1651. When it comes to diseases like these, early detection is the best way to prevent the life-threatening effects of this dreaded tropical fever. If you're experiencing any of the following symptoms, do consult a doctor or medical professional immediately. Severe headaches, high fever that could go up to 40 degrees Celsius, pain behind your eyes, skin rashes, vomiting and nausea, swollen glands, source, vitify, but prevention is better than cure. So to prevent Aedes mosquitoes from breeding in your area, do ensure your household is free of accumulated water pools. Check your trash regularly and keep your environment clean to prevent these dangerous mosquitoes from breeding in your residential area. Stay safe, guys. Also read, Majin Doctor, people should worry about getting influenza A and dengue instead of Wuhan virus, source, Reason Magazine. You have reached the end of this story.